Evening, everyone. How's it going? Or afternoon or morning, depending on your part of the world. So I got home tonight after I ran a couple errands. I needed to go over to a computer store. I needed to get a 50-foot Ethernet cable because I wanted to run the video balance. I've been wanting to for a long time, but I've been wanting to run video balance from my back area, from my main entertainment center, back to my little nook in the corner next to the computer that some of you know me from Seismic are familiar with the view of the computer monitors. And one of those on, I guess depending on your view, at least when I'm sitting there on the far left is a actual TV. And that's wired up to a video switch and some other gear, which is also connected to the entertainment center, which is rigged to the projector. I got this really awesome, sort of overly complicated setup. So, nevertheless, I had to run over there to get the USB cable from my mother, because I am still trying to help her get settled with her new computer. And now, officially, she is on the internet, like we all know it, not dial-up. She, for I don't know how many years, was doing dial-up. And the house that I live in never had cable. Though at the early stages of when cable was around, my father and my mother had the opportunity to have it wired from the developers who built the house, but they chose not to. So the house never had cable until, I don't know, well after I moved out as a teenager. Certainly well into my adult years. So I never enjoyed that those luxuries when I grew up, even though all my neighbors and stuff did. And then more importantly, it's only recently my mother bought Fios, I think this week. So literally a few days ago, my mother got online in the house for the first time ever. And like I said, with internet as we all know it, some form of cable modem, DSL, or Fios. So it's awesome. So now that when I go there, I might actually be able to help my mother take care of things in much quicker fashion because her computer is new and her internet is faster than dial-up. But surprisingly, my father was a programmer for an aerospace company for a number of years. And I do programming even though, but I'm very computer savvy. And the irony is my mother is not even the slightest. And So explaining anything simple to her is a long, 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 long story. And you all know I'm detail-oriented. And so trying to simplify things is still a difficult task for my mother. Oh, please excuse all the noise in the background. I'm cooking. I ran all those errands that I just explained. And then I realized that I didn't even bother to pick up anything for food. So I decided what I would do is I'll just make my way home, which I am now, and cook some pasta up, and then just do a real simple sauce, like a butter and Parmesan sauce. Very oily, but very good, and something I sort of am looking forward to eating tonight. So yeah, not much going on with me tonight, which is, I guess, a good thing because I've been battling this cold/allergy for the last few weeks, more so in the last 2 weeks. And, boy, when I was driving over to the computer store, I was tired, very tired. So it's good for me not to have too much to do, and so I'm looking forward to that tonight. Hopefully I'll get through some... I don't want to say TiVo, but definitely some Hulu tonight. And, I guess the only other thing that I guess maybe worth talking about is Boxy. I saw that they finally released a Windows version. I know they have a Mac version, and they have there's some other versions. But if you go to Boxy, so BOXEE.org. Actually, not .org, it's .tv, sorry. So Boxy, with two E's, .tv. And they have... they have some software that lets you what they call applications. So you add these applications, which are basically, let's say, CNN or CBS or Comedy Central or MTV or BBC, and you add that to your application box, and that's sort of like your video feeds. You can also look at anything that's local on your computer. And you can also add Hulu feeds, which I was kind of playing with a little bit last night. So pretty neat. I think it's really designed for you to use with a remote control and a dedicated computer versus what, how I was playing with it, testing it, which is on my normal computer. So every time I try to type, it would take keyboard stuff, but it was really kind of functioning off of the fact that I was supposed to push a bunch of buttons on screen. So, but the cool, exciting thing that's worth talking about Boxy is apparently in 2010, and I don't know how far into 2010, but sometime next year, they're going to release or they're going to sell a $200 Boxy box, which is sort of a, I don't know, cube on its side that has sort of output and HDMI stuff so that you can basically run Boxy on it. Or I guess it already comes with Boxy installed on it, and you can sort of not have to deal with buying and purchasing and putting together a home theater PC. You can simply just run Boxy and take all the streaming media off the web, and I suppose anything else. I figured there'll probably be some software, like most of the media extenders, that lets you share your stuff from iTunes or you know, from your local PC or whatever. So I rambled on for 6.5 minutes, and I'm just going to stop and let this upload because I'm really just kind of talking about frivolous things because I have the opportunity to do that, which I normally don't. So I'm going to stop, and I guess I'll hear you guys, or you'll hear me, on the flip side. Bye.